Day 50 was very long again. I did a total of 12 hours 55 and I'm at Puriora. There we go. And I'm at a campsite and there's a deaf community here. So it's not really a campsite, there's a whole lot of cabins and I was wanting to have a cabin but they all fall up. But that's okay, I'm happy to be in the tent. There's people around, so that makes it cool. There's a whole bunch of kids running around and being nice and cheerful, so that's nice. Today was just was a long day after I ended up doing my original, finished off the track of in the farmland it was. There was not as much blackberries, so that was pretty good. But it was a lovely track, it was a nice walk. Right beside the river, the Kiwa River, I think it was. And so that was very enjoyable. But I had to get that done as much as I could, and as fast as I could. There was some instances where I got lost and I couldn't see the markers, so I went up really high and then was able to see them. And then the last instance, I went up on, followed the actual marker and discovered where the logging was happening and then all the markers had gone, and then I was like, okay, I know I need to get down to that road, and so I ended up going back. I mucked around for ages. I ended up getting onto the road section. I found someone, a house that I wanted to get some water off, went and knocked on the door, no one was home, so there was only a dog there, but I helped myself to the tap water that was coming out of the hose, so maybe one day I'll send a letter to them saying thank you. I then did probably, I'd said 9.5 hours was to walk it. I probably did a little bit less than that. Maybe not. No, it was about 9 hours walking, I think I did. And it was awful. My body, after 2 days of 13-hour walks, my body is shattered. And I was, I have to say, I was an emotional wreck as well. Like, the fatigue and everything was just taking its toll. But I think the thing that really stressed me out is that I was wanting to get in touch with Frida, but the whole time there was no cell phone connection, so I was just stressing out. And I have to admit, I broke down. I lost it, and eventually I found some coverage just before I was to get to this camp, and was able to talk to Frida and organised some other bits and pieces that needed to be done. And I talked to my friend Rachel, and that was a bit of a bumbling mess with talking to her because I was just stressed and just absolutely fatigued. So last 2 days highlighted some determination, and I'll be looking back on these 2 days as a thing that I can say, well, I can do it, I can do anything because of these 2 days.